This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. So in the next segment, we're going to talk to our friends from Pride Fest. Four Hands has done a St. Louis Pride citywide. Beautiful cans.
Very nice.
Very nice design. And Kevin, not only do we have our friends from Pride Fest, but we have a special friend. But we're not sure who it is yet.
Huh.
It's either the Hamburglar or Grimace.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could catch a flyer and it'd be both of them, but it's one of them.
What?
I know.
Rubble, rubble.
The burglar of hams.
Do we have to get the name right if we talk to him, or can we call him the burglar?
I don't know. Watch your P's and Q's. pissing the burglar off.
I mean, he is kind of a criminal, you know?
I mean, he's right.
Well, yeah. It's only a hamburger.
Kind of defines him.
He needs to get in on the theft discussion
from
the
segment.
Burglar, you ever just... Oh, I guess you have.
Doesn't he have like a striped shirt because...
Yeah, he's got a convict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been caught.
He's going to pull his iron out on Kevin and be like, my name.
Yeah. I'll be like,
burglar.
Be like, go ahead, punk.
Make my day.
So you got a glamour witch story?
I do have a glamour witch story. Well, it's actually not about a glamour witch. It was more to draw a contrast between, I feel like you
sure?
as a glamour witch, you would never do something like this.
Good.
So there is a woman who has recently gone viral because she posted about her experience buying a love spell from a witch that she met on Etsy.
An Etsy witch.
So she finds this witch on Etsy. She sees that she is offering love spells. And she was like, okay, so I want to do a spell on this guy. Here's his name. Here's his birthday. You would think this would be kind of a confidential interaction. But the Etsy witch went behind this woman's back. Found the crush on Instagram and told him, hey, this lady is trying to do a love spell on you.
Wow. Was she trying to make it work?
No, she was just exposing this woman.
Oh.
So I don't know if she's a real Etsy witch or not, or if she's someone who just firmly believes you should not.
Like an undercover?
Yes, like she believes you should not be doing love spells. So she kind of entraps these men and women and then informs their paramours of what's going on. But I thought there's no way my friend, Dave Glover, the glamour witch, would ever betray a client's trust.
What happens in the coven stays in the coven.
I don't know. I might defend the Etsy witch here. Isn't it kind of unethical to make someone fall in love with you with magic?
Isn't it more unethical to take money to make that spell and then tell?
Well, they're both unethical, but I mean, one's just taking from a jerk who's trying to make someone else do something against their will.
But they're not trying to make them do it. They're just using
the spell
magic.
The spell's made. First of all, this is all nonsense. There's no magic. There's no love spells. It's not a real thing.
I can't believe you're saying this to Dave.
No kidding.
It's not,
I got a little extra nude at home.
Is this 17?
Your name on it.
Is this 1726 or 20? Well, sorry, 25. 1725.
So a lot of people replied to this story and were like, "Girl, she wanted your man."
Oh.
Like, she got the info, then she looked him up on Instagram and thought, oh, I want him for myself, better expose.
The enemy, my enemy.
Yes. Better expose this girl so he thinks she's crazy and trying to do a love spell
on him. And then the good Etsy witch can then do the love spell herself.
Yep.
Did we see the dude?
We did not see the dude.
I need to see the dude.
I think the woman who got caught buying the love spell is pretty... pretty squarely humiliated and humbled. And
now, let's do the reverse situation.
Okay.
Guy using a love spell on a lady.
Yes.
Okay or not okay?
Certainly.
Yeah, it's not cool to do a love spell.
I mean, it's not real, so I guess it's not that big of
a deal.
You're
hurting my ears right now.
This reminds me of something that I've seen on TikTok. It has nothing to do with witches, glamour or otherwise, but I have seen girls paying, like, hot girls on Instagram to be like, you need to do a loyalty test of my boyfriend. Mm. So what I want you to do is slide into his DMs and be like, hey, I'm going to start going to college in your town. I'm just looking for new friends. Do you want to be my friend?
Is that what you say in a DM?
Apparently so. And then they judge the way the man responds. And oftentimes the man will be like, sure, I'll be your friend. And then she'll be like, do you have a girlfriend? He's like, oh, it's complicated right now. And then they're like, got him. We trapped him. How do you guys feel about it?
These are witches.
These are not witches.
Okay,
these are
so
just,
this is no spell.
These are just girls.
Just undercover.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about that? Because I always
I
feel like
a dog in the fight.
I always feel like that's a little, I mean, I guess you want to know if your boyfriend's going to be one of those people, but also, like, you created the situation. It just feels icky to me. It feels bad. It feels like something we shouldn't be doing.
What if someone did that to you and you didn't?
And you passed?
No, but you didn't pass with flying colors.
Okay, I get you.
Like, to you personally.
Like, if someone was trying to catch me, like, what do you mean? What would I do?
Like, you were nice to the person, but you weren't like, oh, yeah, let's definitely get together. But you didn't tell them to blow off.
What do you mean? What would I do?
And then you got, like...
in trouble.
Right.
I would be like, why did you put me in that situation in the first place? That seems kind of bad.
Right.
You couldn't. It feels like you're just, like, looking for trouble in that situation.
You could just do a spell.
I could just do a spell. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, if you have reason to not trust your partner, maybe that in and of itself is the problem.
Yeah.
If you're like, I don't trust this person. You know, if you don't trust them, that's a bit of an issue in a relationship. That's a hard thing to get past.
I can't concentrate.
Yeah.
I'm just looking over my
shoulder.
You're
trying to find the Hamburglar?
Looking for the burglar.
Yeah. Yeah, I also don't like the whole test people thing, though.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. I don't think that should happen. I don't even like secret shopping.
What?
I always felt like that was a manipulative practice when I was in retail. It was like, hey, you better do this every time or we're going to send in a secret shopper and you're going to get a terrible grade. It's like, dude, come on.
We had those at Mr. Donut.
Really?
The guy that managed Mr. Donut was fond of bringing his friends in and critiquing you.
I have less of an issue with a business owner doing that than a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife.
I mean, I was making $2.87 an hour.
Man, they don't want you ripping that off.
No, they don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Pride St. Louis is coming up at the end of the month. There's a special kickoff tonight, Monday, June 2nd, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Four Hands Brewing Company, located at, is it 1220 8th Street? Is that right? Because we're at 1222. That doesn't make no kind of sense at all. I don't like it. That's spooky.
It's going to be here.
Yes, it is going to be here. I was just showing the guys the beautiful artwork, and we, of course, are very supportive and allies here. Marty Zuniga is president of Pride St. Louis. Good to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Great, so you guys have kind of been through it this year, right? I mean, like, we don't need to revisit the past or talk about who's in or who's out, but it's been a process.
It has, you know, it seems like every year there's something that always happens. We can never have a nice, smooth Pride Month. There's always something that comes up or something happens politically or nationally or, you know, just something messes with the process. But, you know, one thing it has taught me is this community is resilient and we find a way to get through it. And we will celebrate the best possible way we can.
Excellent. Take me back. Take me back through your history, if not the history of Pride in general.
Sure. So Pride, we're all volunteer-based organizations, so I am not paid. I have a full-time gig outside of this. I do this out of the kindness of my heart. I've served on the board, luckily, for 15 years now, been involved
in various levels. I like to hear what I call the pulse of the city.
Your city.
Local news coverage, local traffic, culture, sports, local radio. It's important to me.
We started as a protest down Magnolia Street, and now we parade down Market Street, which is a huge success and leaps and bounds of where we've made it to, which is phenomenal. But every year, like I said, we have our shortfalls and we have our hurdles to get through. And this year, the community has really come together to support us. Where others may have fallen this year, others have stepped up, like Four Hands and the community in general, to help us raise the funds to be successful this year.
Very nice. And so for like Bill Maher, who I'm kind of a fan of, he's kind of a moving target politically, but he's very fond of saying to the left, whether it's LGBTQ or it's something else, like, hey, you guys should be happy for the progress you've made. And it's not 1975. Do you subscribe to that? Or are you more like, yep, but still whole lots of work to do. Let's go do it.
Oh, for sure. We're never done. Right. So as we have our successes over the years. And like I said, we started the protests and now we have a festival and a parade. We continue to have challenges and it all comes through these different administrations that lead us politically. Unfortunately, we're at a time now where there's a lot of political unrest and there's a fear and led by hate and anger. And that is channeled back to us in these marginalized communities, like my own LGBTQIA+ community and other marginalized communities It's the unknown and the fear of hate. And so what we challenged ourselves to do is we really need to educate people about who we are, what we believe in, what we stand for, and how we need to continue to fight for our rights to move forward. As we take two steps forward, it seems like there's always someone trying to take us two steps back. And so that's what we just want to advocate for, is that, you know, we're your coworkers, we're your family members, we're your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors. And, you know, it's about who we love and who we want to be with. And you know, everyone... like I always say, you know, whatever floats your boat, right? That's you do what you do, kind of mentality. And we all can just get along.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. It's about just acceptance, right? That's all we want is acceptance. And having this month to show people what that acceptance is and educating people the right way about the process is all we want to do.
Yeah. And I am very heartened that, so I was for gay marriage before Barack Obama was. It's just never made sense to me. And it's always made sense legally, like under the 14th Amendment, like, how are we not doing this? I mean, this is kind of crazy. What does acceptance look like in 2025?
Sure. I think the acceptance looks like just allowing us to have a safe space to come to work every day. Acceptance allows us to, you know, love who we want to love, you know, be able to engage and interact with people at various levels and opportunities to have a seat at the table, right? And just be able to have our voices heard.
Yes. Grimace just walked in. You're always getting upstaged by Grimace, right? I mean...
I live for this. And McDonald's is a great partner of ours. Speaking of local folks, a lot of the local franchises here have partnered with us over the years.
Oh, that was close. Had,
Grimace is trying to find the chair.
Ass over Tico.
almost making Grimace.
That was,
there you go.
That was close. There we
made it.
There we go.
We are on the camera. Us and Grimace.
Better.
Yes.
Excellent.
So we're very excited to partner with McDonald's and again, like Four Hands as well, to be able to provide and give us the opportunity to educate people on what we do. They're a great partner. They employ a lot of people. They have a great resource group as well. So it's great to have them here and Grimace here as well.
Excellent. So, I'm a big Grimace
Dave has
guy.
Been nerding about this for about 10
gosh.
Minutes.
Yeah. Well, I was so excited.
Like, what am I going to ask? What am I going to do?
I knew it was going to be either Grimace or the Hamburglar, and either way was fine, but Grimace was my first love. So,
yes. Yeah. Grimace is short for words, but yeah.
He makes up for it.
Yeah,
sexy.
Dave can feel the love.
Yeah. Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah.
I think we can all feel it here, right? Mascots have always been drawn to me.
That's a good point.
I can't be around Fred Burns.
Everyone we've ever been in. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. They go straight for the head.
Man.
So,
yeah.
So what are we looking at tonight? What's happening tonight?
Sure. So tonight at Four Hands, it's our Pride kickoff. This is a free community all-age event. Four Hands is picking up the tab for your first drink if you come by, which is great.
Wonderful.
High Point, which is their resident restaurant there in-house, is providing free food for the first, I think, 150 people that come by, obviously. And then we'll have Grimace will be there, along with some other mascots. You mentioned Fred Bird and Louie. They'll both be coming by at some point in time. We'll be announcing our community award winners, where we acknowledge key volunteers and organizations that have gone above and beyond to help us throughout the year.
Yeah.
And our new Pride Royalty Court will perform as well. So I think the mayor is going to stop by as well and say a couple words. She raised the Pride flag today for us
That's
at City
wonderful.
Hall today, which is great. So, yeah, we're just kicking it off. We're 2 days into a fun month and 28 more to go.
And then Pride Fest proper happens June 28th and 29th.
Correct. June 20th, 29th, right here outside your windows.
Yes.
Right here at the park surrounding Soldiers Memorial. So we have some great entertainment coming. Jordan Sparks, David Archuleta, Fianna Boss, Madison Rose, Grimace will
Grimace.
Be there
yeah.
as well
Grimace
on
out.
That stage.
That's right.
So, yeah, and they'll be in the parade, too. I think Ronald comes by. So, super exciting. It's
hard
a fun time.
Ronald.
It
yeah.
is.
It's tough to
He's
get
a
wrong.
Rock star.
Yeah.
So, yeah. yeah.
Try telling Grimace about Ronald.
Always second string. Always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Always.
Yes.
Always. Take a quick break, Rach. Do you have questions for Grimace?
Well, I actually had a question just about Pride Fest. I know this year some of the corporate sponsorships you've had in the past didn't re-sign on, so the admission's going to look a little different this year, right?
That's correct. So for the first time in 45 years, we are charging an admission to get into this festival. We've been very grateful in this city that we were able to produce a free festival for the last 45 years, but I'll be very clear that we will not turn anyone away. We have allowed an opportunity for the community. I get it. There's hardships for everyone. $10 to me means something totally different to someone else. I totally understand that and respect that. And so if there's a hardship or a barrier to reach that, you can go to our website, pridestl.org. You can apply for a free pass. We will gladly send one to you. We'll also do that at the gates. And so I'll be very clear that we will not turn anyone away. We will let everyone have an opportunity to celebrate with us. But this is the first step to going forward so we can make sure we can continue to celebrate mm-hmm. for 45 more years to come. So, and also, if there's a hardship someplace And, you know, this ticket is just the first step in making sure we can connect with these people. They probably need access to other care in this community. And so we want to make sure then we can get them to the other folks who are doing great work like Vivint Healthcare or Doorways or people like that, where they may need additional services that they may not know how to get to.
Yeah.
So this is a great way for us to connect to our community and say, here, here's your ticket to allow you in to celebrate. If you can help us buy the tickets, you can even pay it forward online. When you buy your ticket, you can even donate another $10 to buy someone else's ticket, which is great. And people are doing that.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that community come together and doing so.
What about people, because it's in our backyard every year. So what about people who are not in the community, but supportive of the community, but they've never been to Pride Fest? Like, what's it like going to the experience?
Sure. We're a family-friendly festival. You know, people always say it's great people watching. It is, from that aspect of things, but we have a family and children's area dedicated with programming just for people with families, which is great. We have an amazing food court that highlights so much local flair here. We have some great restaurants, right, to do so. We also highlight a lot of local entertainment. Why we have the headliners that I mentioned. We also have tons of local talent that'll be performing throughout the weekend. And so we encourage people to come out and just engage, educate themselves. We'll have over 300 booths down here, from people selling their wares to different nonprofit community groups advocating for the services they provide, and things like that. So it's a great way just to come and to educate yourself about the community and what we do.
Love it. Tonight is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Four Hands, which is 1220 South 8th Street. Dave Hines online says, I was gone for 10 minutes. When I return, I find Grimace and Pride Fest best day ever.
I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. It's only my second time meeting Grimace.
Oh, you've met before.
We have. We have a history. Yeah.
Does Grimace know?
There was a duel.
This may not be the same Grimace.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yes, yes. Yes, I think Grimace evolves. So, hello, Dave.
Hello there. I want to hear the story. For the first time you meet, what were the circumstances and what happened?
I was wearing the Grimace costume driving to Springfield, Illinois with my friend who worked for McDonald's.
Ah, so you.
Yeah. You were Grimace.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Riding shotgun, waving at people. No sort of hijinks.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So I was inside.
What was it like in there?
Sorry,
very hot. Very hot. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Was it gamey or?
It was a little gamey. I may have been responsible for most of that, but okay. Yeah. It was my only time being in a mascot outfit, strangely enough.
I've never done it, believe it or not.
That's hard to believe.
I know. It's exactly my personality type. Is guy in mascot suit.
Yes. Yes. So, Dave, we're going to hit 90 tomorrow, you think?
We're going to make a run at it anyway. It will kind of depend on, I'm going partly sunny. It will be a bit dependent on how much clouds in the afternoon. But certainly in the 80s, if we hit 90, we're just going to barely touch it 90, 91. And so it will be a struggle, but there is at least a shot. We're getting back into an unsettled weather pattern. Not a heck of a lot around tomorrow, but there could be a spot shower, an increase in scattered showers, a few rumbles on Tuesday night. Wednesday, periods of showers, a couple of thunderstorms, breezy and 80. Keep that going Wednesday night, Thursday, and Friday. This is not a widespread severe weather outbreak for us. There will be thunderstorms, but I don't think it's a lot of severe weather. Most of that should stay well west and well north.
Okay. So over the week, Dave, if it affects a game, it'll be momentary. It's not going to be like prolonged.
Yeah. Yeah. Prolonged because it takes time to put the tarp out. It takes time to take the tarp off. It takes time to warm up the players again. So any time they throw the tarp on, you're probably looking at a good hour.
Yeah. Wheels, I was sort of surprised they played in the rain as much as they did the other day when they were in Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, but they got to get it in. You know, when you're in a city for the only time during the year, they're going to get it in. And they don't like to sacrifice off days if they can avoid it. And because off day for the Cardinals that day is a travel day. So when we, you know, like when we talked to Ricky, they were already in Dallas. They were already down there, or Arlington, if I'm going to be more technical, but it's the same thing. But that's something that players care more about and teams care more about than we know. Like off days being the off days.
Sure.
And then also not ever having to give up an off day later to make a 1 day trip to a city.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
I bet it's hard to overestimate the physical weariness even by this time.
You know, yes. And you hear a lot from sports dudes. And I mean, just like people that follow all sports, like, oh, it's just baseball. It's not that hard. I'm like, you do it and not even play a sport. You travel, three different cities every 2 weeks.
And being away from your family for a long period.
And sleeping in hotels. And I'm not saying it's a miserable life. It's not. But it isn't physically easy. Right? Anybody that travels can tell you that, man, you spend a day going through an airport. At the end of that day, you're tired.
Yes.
You're done. You're worn out. And those guys get to skip a lot of that, right? They don't always have to do that. A lot of them are flying charter. You know, most of them, I think they all fly charter now. But that doesn't change the fact that your routine is completely out of whack every other week. So you're 1 week normal-ish, and then the next week you're in two different cities. Sometimes you're going on a road trip that's three different cities, and you're just managing all of that while playing 162 games in 180 days. And it is physical, as much as you don't want to think it is, because those guys are lifting weights every day. Those guys are doing a pregame routine that's 2-3 hours long every day on top of what you're seeing in the game. So people act like, oh, it's just baseball. Yeah, it's a lot more than you think. And if we put you through that day and maybe two or three of those days in a row, you'd have a different feel for it.
Mm-hmm. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This is a very sad story. Voice actor Jonathan Joss of King of the Hill was fatally shot in Texas. At the age of 59, he was shot by a neighbor following an argument. If you've ever watched King of the Hill, he had the role of John Redcorn. Always just loved that character, those storylines. They're actually reviving that series this summer, and John Redcorn was coming back. It's just very sad that this happened. Jonathan Joss. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, did an interview with CBS Sunday Morning this weekend, and he was asked about President Biden's ability to lead. He said he believed Biden was in good shape. He never questioned Biden's fitness for the job and never noticed any signs of cognitive decline.
That's so stupid. That's just so stupid. Like, I saw it, and I'm not a former president, which means you should have seen it. Sorry.
That's protection. Protection.
Yeah. This, yeah, exactly.
Well,
right.
Dave Murray's exactly right. Bill Clinton called this new book, Original Sin, a distraction and an attempt to blame Biden for President Trump's reelection. So, yeah. I mean, it does kind of feel like it's just like, why would we admit fault in any way? Of course, everything's fine. All right. Bill Gates announced that Africa will be the primary recipient of the $200 billion that the Gates Foundation plans to donate over the next two decades. The majority of the funding will be used to address challenges in Africa. The foundation does intend to give away the money over 20 years before closing in 2045. That's part of Gates's goal to donate 99% of his wealth.
Good. I mean, I don't know what else to say besides that. I mean, good for him. You know, someone with that much money and going to give away 99% of it. And, you know, Africa can certainly use the help and do it over 20 years. Great.
A pioneer podcaster is calling it quits. That's right. Mark Maron, Dave Glover show guest.
Yeah, my best friend.
Said on his latest WTF show that he will end the program sometime this fall. He says he's been doing this for 16 years and it's been a great run, but basically it's time.
Good.
It's kind of crazy that he began in 2009.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to skip that story. It's kind of boring. No one wants to hear about that. So the Milky Way's chance of colliding with the Andromeda galaxy billions of years from now, a new study puts the odds at 50-50. So it might not happen as previously thought. The latest forecast suggests better odds and a farther timeline for the potential collision. It's good news for the Milky Way, but we're probably not going to witness the outcome because the sun is going to go kaput in about 5 billion years. So,
Dave, I'm not sure if you've heard this, but I've always heard that if and when we collide with the Andromeda galaxy, that it's possible that not one piece of matter will touch another piece of matter. The distances
that much
are so
space, huh?
Great.
Wow.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. It will
that's
affect
amazing.
It. The gravity will spiral everything.
Right.
But we, like, not one planet may not touch another planet.
That's crazy. And we're talking, what, trillions?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
U.S. home sellers are sitting on a record $698 billion worth of listings. This is a 20.3% increase from last year. And is attributed to factors such as growing inventory, slowing demand, and rising home sale prices. There are nearly 500,000 more home sellers than buyers in the current market. So that leads to a significant amount of unsold inventory. And stale inventory has increased, with 44% of listings in April of this year remaining on the market for at least 60 days. Hmm. One more story for you guys, and then that'll be it for headlines. The TSA is issuing a new warning for airport travelers. They say don't use USB chargers at airports due to potential malware risks. The agency advises travelers to avoid plugging their devices directly into USB ports. Instead, you should use a TSA-compliant power brick or a battery pack. They also say avoid using the free public Wi-Fi at airports because hackers could access personal information.
Okay. A woman woke up to an intruder sucking on her toes.
Again?
A 27-year-old stalker in California got arrested after he broke into a woman's house and woke her up by sucking on her toes.
Didn't we just have a story like a year ago about a guy doing, a hotel employee doing that?
Yeah.
To a person staying in the room?
He was a serial guy. I mean, like, as in he did it in a serial kind of way.
What is happening?
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
That's the Applejack's frog.
Oh, that's definitely like a... I don't know what's the worst cereal.
This is so funny because in this story, it's in my show prep, and in the story they're saying maybe you could talk to your audience about whether that's more pleasant to be awakened by than someone with a gun. If you're in my home,
there's like, no difference.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
There's no difference.
I'm probably more scared.
I almost said a bad word. You have the nerve to just do that?
Like, if you're pointing a gun at me, I'm going to assume you probably want money or something.
Right, right.
If you're sucking on my toe, I'm there's no telling where this is.
Somebody that's got that confidence or that lack of giving a crap, that's your scary one.
That said, I will take the toes over the gun.
I don't know, man. don't know.
Man.
I mean, don't you have
the
to
toes thing's
the
look, okay, look, it's two bad options. You know, I'm not like, I sure hope, like, it's two bad options, but, you know.
Yeah, but no one's going to wake up and be like, oh, you're just sucking on my toe. Okay, oh, no God. Worries. No worries. Do you need something to drink? What's up with you? Like, that's going to be pretty scary.
Man. A newly discovered species of male spider ties up the female before mating so that the female doesn't bite their head off. Now we're getting somewhere.
Evolution.
Figuring it out.
Yeah, these guys after millions of years are like, hey, they just keep biting our heads off. What if we tied her up? I don't know. The Mission Impossible TV series, which was on in the 1960s, invented the term self-destruct with their famous mission instructions that it would, quote, self-destruct in 5 seconds. Before that, NASA had never used that term.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun fact.
Thank you. Cops in Florida have arrested a woman after she allegedly stole mementos from graves so that she could use them as lawn art at her home.
Stop it.
Mm.
That's pretty metal.
No bueno?
That's low.
We just got an amazing comment on Facebook. Can I read it?
Sure.
Posted the picture of you and Grimace. And I can't lie, John, you had me in the first half here. He said, I miss when KMOX had a stronger dedication to news gathering and interviewing policymakers. This is on the Grimace photo.
Yes.
It really should have been Mayor McCheese instead.
That's really good.
Sink in there.
That's really good.
I was like, hey, oh.
Well played. Yeah, I'm glad it was Grimace, but I'm a little disappointed the burglar didn't make it.
I was
you're
hoping
a little
for,
afraid.
Yeah, I was happy with Grimace. I like
the way.
Life-size
burglar might be a little too much.
Yeah.
He could have been there. And you
we just have
didn't
such a
know.
History with the burglar, you know?
Yeah. He'd be like, I heard you've been talking about me for years.
Yeah, now remind me, were you afraid of him as a kid?
No. I just said hamburglar one time.
Oh,
and
that's right. That's all it took.
He said it again.
Now remind me, he killed your whole family, yes? Oh, no. You just said it funny with him. Okay, got it.
Mispronounced as I often do.
I promise this is true. If I took you to my home right now and took you to my refrigerator and there's one thing sitting on top, it is a hamburglar action figure that I bought for her when she first said this like 3 years ago. And it's still sitting there. I'll try and bring it in tomorrow.
Still the eBay box.
That's right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Alrighty.
All right, quick break. Right back. DGS and KMOX.
From school, had a band and we tried real hard.
Welcome back. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. So, a new Bigfoot video?
What?
Yeah, have you guys seen this?
I have.
Okay, I believe it's
on... Many people have sent it to me.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Colorado River, I believe. It's like the upper Colorado River.
Yeah.
How does that gel with your understanding of where his habitat is in?
I don't so much get bogged down in the habitat. I think these things can live pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
But the thing about Bigfoot videos is this. It's in a place where you might expect to see a Bigfoot. It seems to be taken by a family who were caught unawares by the foot. And it looks just like you would think a Bigfoot looks. So the problem with that is when it's too good a quality, you think hoax.
Mm-hmm.
But if these things are real and you happen to get a good video of it, that's what it would look like.
It would look like that, right? Like that's exactly my thoughts.
The big conundrum.
Exactly my thoughts as well.
Because this one looks a bit like the one taken from the train in Colorado, where the thing is walking, then it did. Like sits down on its haunches, which is a thing that you see him do a bunch, according to all the accounts I've read and listened to. But yeah, it's cool.
And that one is not a hoax, I believe. I mean, we talked to those people.
Yeah.
And they said that, you know, they
legitimately filmed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought it would ended up being like the suit of a local store.
I don't think so.
I think that was a different one.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Not this one. Not the current one.
The one from the train?
The one when they're on the train walking.
Don't know.
I thought that some...
Didn't
I'm going to Google
that.
It. I thought that. I read that. But we'll see.
Hate to be a naysayer, but I'm not buying this latest video.
Too good?
Do tell.
Just the fact that he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, I don't know.
But how else would they walk? Come on now.
But we don't know. We, like, you know what I mean? It's almost like, it's like, I don't want to be disrespectful, but
let
you
them
have
it.
Like an image in your head of like what Jesus looked like. And it's like,
it's a little too close.
Yeah. Like Bigfoot, it's like, it's like someone just said, oh, well, this is exactly what he would look like. It's what you said before. It's what you said before. And then when I saw the way he was moving, it didn't seem like the foot was thinking, oh, I've been caught. Let me retreat. It was like he was given the camera more at that point.
Do you know the name Michael Rugg?
No.
So he is the curator of the Bigfoot Discovery Museum in California. He said the train one looked like a man in a suit.
Okay.
But I didn't see anything that said it was a hoax.
Yeah.
Just that his opinion
What makes him Mr. Guy?
Good question.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you put up a museum, you get to have an opinion.
Oh, this is what it was. So there's an RV business in that area that has like a Bigfoot suit somewhere that guys dress up in. That's what they
and
thought.
And just go run around in an open field?
No, not in that. I think that's not what it was. It's just that it looked like that suit.
Gotcha.
And those guys were there, but whatever. I mean, I think this other one looks better than the one from the train.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a curious, like not sure what's going on over there. Like looking at it like the people would be looking across that valley.
Yeah. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.